Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hello, chickens. Oh, my God. How are we feeling? Are we recovered from the bombshell that Justin Hamilton dropped in the podcast yesterday? I'm still not recovering, frankly. So I had many, many people message me across various platforms with their thoughts, their theories. Thank you all. One of them was replying to Mulks, who is a delightful TV reviewer. You might know him on Twitter. He has done many podcasts. He turns up on radio, all sorts of things. He's in Brisbane. We've hung out and had lunch together and stuff before. Anyway, Mulks says, looking forward to watching the latest episode of Doctor Who Flux with the Mad Keen Whovians in the house tonight. Hopefully one of them can explain what's going on to me. I've seen the first two eps, but still lost. Oh dear, Mulks, you are not going to have coped through that one. And TARDIS 3 has replied, watched it on ABC iView this afternoon. Still confused, but hey, that's okay. We'll better understand when I listen to the Adam Richard Has a Theory podcast. Mate, have I explained anything? I feel like I've just been going, and not really explaining anything, but I loved it. So what do we need explaining? Probably want the traffic noise being explained. I'm in Melbourne, which is why it's very, very echoey here. It's not my normal recording setup. And I'm staying in an apartment on City Road, so there's a lot of traffic. And it's peak hour right now while I'm recording, so, you know, good on me. there's some trucks. But I've got a lovely view of the Yarra River, which is very brown. So brown that I expect at any minute for Augustus Gloop to get sucked out of it into the chocolate pipe and go off to the fudge room. All right. Did he go? What did he go to the marshmallow room or the incinerator? I can't remember where he ended up. So there is a great, speaking of, like, you know, recaps and explanations, I had a great series of recaps from Jess on Twitter. Jess, by the way, is one of our hard quiz contestants and champions. Took home the big brass mug for the topic Tomorrow When the War Began, a series of books which I had not read and then had to read really quickly. Just as I made what can only be described as an involuntary excited noise at the Ruth Doctor saying, you've got a lot to figure out. Flux has turned up the volume and I'm here for it. This is proper Doctor Who adventure. And then she said, I've taken a break mid-episode so I can absorb what's happening. I'm creating my own mini classic Who cliffhanger. Weeping Angels in the PlayStation. It's your nightmare realized on the show. Do they listen to the podcast? Oh my God, that episode where I squealed at the angels when I was playing PlayStation in VR. Also, Passenger or Punisher? The likeness is real. Old mate Crystal Face seems way earlier in his facelift process. Oh yes, that was his previous face. The angel has the TARDIS. I want that on a t-shirt. Winking face emojis. Best episode yet. I made very many involuntary reaction noises, excited and otherwise. Oh, speaking of sounds, Alyssa on Patreon said, I just made such a sound reacting to Justin's theory that I was asked if everything was okay. I mean, look, that's amazing and I love it. I especially want to see more of Belle, Thaddea, Graham. Everything I've seen her in has been amazing. Yeah, Alyssa, she was so good. And I get the impression from looking at the, you know, the trailer at the end of the episode that she's there very briefly, but she looks like she's there. Yeah, Justin's theory that Vinda and Belle and the baby they're expecting is the doctor going through the dimensional warp. It still feels quite plausible. It feels very plausible. Because why do you reveal that there's a pregnancy unless it turns out to be someone in the show? Like when Amy was pregnant, it's like, well, why is this a thing? It's like, oh, because it's going to turn out to be River. Adam, who was not enjoying the show for the first couple of episodes, a lovely poet friend from Twitter, has sent me a message saying, well, I'm liking things more, which is nice. I loved yesterday's podcast episode. Not so much a recap as a litany of, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, which captures my reactions entirely. Well, they're not. I call these podcasts when the show is on, they're reactions, not recaps. Because you know what? What it means if I do reactions to these episodes is it means later on when we've forgotten about it, I can watch it again and then do a recap. And, you know, it is the Doctor Who fans' greatest joy to watch an episode for the 14th time. That is how we watch Doctor Who again and again and again. Adam says, I also had that nice something's off here with the dark coat and the militaristic behaviour. And a nice I knew it at the Ruth reveal. Oh, but theories. Okay, so theory one, he says, old mate Idris in me face is more powerful than we know because they can click their fingers while wearing gloves. That is a fair call. Like, it is hard to make a clicking sound with gloves, which is why I've never understood the whole thing of Thanos in the Marvel Universe, because it's like, that's a gauntlet. Like, how do you even get that thing to click? Like, it doesn't have any movement. Isn't it metal? Like, how does it can't click anyway. But I guess if you're getting gigantic Peter Dinklage to make your gloves, maybe they can click. I'm not sure. Theory two, mysterious, imperious lady from the end scenes is also the Doctor, which ties into my theory that everyone is the Doctor now. Oh, yeah, that would be interesting. Although, like, she did say that the Flux had been created to deal with the Doctor, so maybe that would be kind of like going, oh, so I've got to run away from it too. So question one from Adam, where is the Solatract in all of this? If the universe is ending and it's a force from outside the universe, I want a froggy team up. Thank you, Adam. I don't know what I did with question two. I'll find it and I'll do it tomorrow. Although maybe we started chatting and we distracted ourselves from it. Damo on the Facebook group, the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, says, are we going to talk about Maxwell Sheffield as the supremacy with his grey streak? And that was Dot Cotton from Line of Duty. Although Maxwell Sheffield from The Nanny does have that grey streak. Nairi says, he and old mate Crystal Face are species twins. Mr. Sheffield, I mean, look, old mate Crystal Face Swarm is camp enough to be a character from The Nanny. Now, there's a crossover we all need. Fran Drescher in Doctor Who. What if Fran Drescher is the next Doctor? No, don't even say that out loud, Adam. That could happen. Also over on the Facebook group. there's a bunch of theories I need to get to from last week, and I want to see if they panned out, but we are running short on time, so that might have to happen tomorrow. Anyway, Jack says, what if the spooky house the Doctor was looking at was where something traumatic happened, and that's what led to him being imprisoned? Oh, the Swarm being imprisoned. Or alternatively, Swarm and Ruth had a battle there that led to her going on the run and him being imprisoned. Well, we've seen how he got imprisoned this week. So that's that one answered. And yeah, the spooky house has not turned up again. Like, it's just been a flash at the start of the Sontaran episode. No flash of the spooky house this week. Jack also said about the spooky house. Okay, so far with old mate Shivers, timey-wimey-less children arc, we've pretty much had what we know flipped on its head. Tic-tac-toe, Frankenstein, the ability to regenerate into Gallifreyan society. What if when they created and designed TARDISes, they essentially stole the idea from Purple Nurple's people, Swarm, and the spooky house was his TARDIS? Oh, that is an interesting theory. Like, oh my God, Gallifrey is just like a whole bunch of stolen intellectual property. I love it. Number two is, what if the house was the Doctor's house growing up before she was found at the gate? Oh, which kind of ties into the whole lung barrow thing, but putting it in the other universe where the Doctor was from. And what if that's where Vinda and Belle live and raise the Doctor as their child? James had a theory. I had a thought last night that this might be the ruins of the Doctor's memory palace, where all her old memories wait to be rediscovered. Yeah, the memory palace was a big thing in Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss's Sherlock. So yeah, it's kind of like a thing you build for yourself or in your mind where you keep all your memories and things. Oh my God, there's so many things I want to get to. We're running out of time. Squally on Patreon says, I think the guys who control time are doing their best to get the TARDIS to take the Doctor where she was needed, Yaz and the other two to the planet of time where they'd be needed, and Dan back to where he was needed, all in a hope to save time and stop Azure Swarm and the passenger. Oh yes, that could, like, it's kind of like, we don't know what the Maori were doing. I keep calling them Maori, Maori. we don't know what they were doing, like whether they were interfering or the Doctor just said, oh yeah, put yourself in the passenger. Squally also said, this is from last week, doesn't the passenger sound a bit like the pilot? Maybe that tech and those creatures are of the same race, like the fuel puddle that selected the girl with the stars in her eyes. Maybe the liquid that's pouring into the TARDIS is of the same stuff, sentient in some way. Oh, that would be good. Alright, we're going to have to continue. More thoughts and theories, please keep them coming at me in the next episode. There's so many places to leave them. I'm not listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.